We are on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, in the process of ending the Perek, three lines from the bottom. Gufe Oma Rabchanine Tirso Oma Rabianai Botzel Shol Trume Shanotoi. A person planted a Botzel Shol Trume V'robu Gidulov Alikroi, and the gidulim which grew out from this botzel are roif, is muta. So Rabbi Yanai held that gidulei trume, if it's robu gidule valikrei, so it's mevatel the iker, and it becomes like the gidulim. The gidulim are tevel, so the botzel also becomes tevel, but it's not trume. The memre, so the Gemara says, so we see from Rabbi Yanai, the gidulei hefer malin esayisa. Was not, we learned a Mishnah in Trumis, gidulei trume, trume. We learned that gidulei trume is trume, not like Rabbi Yanai. The Rosh brings down, the reason is that means Chazal said that the gidulim should be trume because he might go and plant trume tmeye. There's nothing what to do with it. So if giduli trume would not be trume, he'd leave trume tmeye around and he might boli deita kole, he might come to eat it. So that's why Chazal said that the gidulei trume are also trume. But al koponim, this is klal, not like Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says that botzel shel trume shenoto v'rabi gidula v'alikrei muter. The whole botzel is muter. And here it says the gidulei marosa. So the Gemara answers, b'gidulei gidulim kamrinim. No, Yanai is speaking about 100%, that's 100% true. There's a besondere gzeire that gidulei trume is trume. But we're speaking about that he planted the gidulei trume, which also has a din trume, midrabonim, and now these gidulim gave out gidulim, gidulei gidulim. So that Rabbi Yanai says that the gidulei gidulim are mevatel the gidulim, and you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara, so that's the Gemara's answer. The gidulei gidulim kamrina. Rabbi Yanai is speaking about gidulei gidulim. Frek the Gemara, honami tanina. We also learned this. Gidulei gidulim chulin. So what is Rabbi Yanai coming to tell us? So the Gemara says, hokemash polon, afilo bedovor she'ein zarei kolo. I mean, that is speaking about bedovor she'zarei kolo, that the seed disintegrates. So there the din is that gidulei gidulim is mutter. There you don't need dinei bittel, but zarei kolo. And here, Rabbi Yanai is coming to tell us, afilo bedovo she'ein zarei kolo. The botzel shel gidulei trume is still ben, and afal pikein, if rabu gidula v'alo iker, so everything becomes face trume becomes tab. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. He's speaking about gidulei gidulin of trume. Frek the Gemara v'asnan, we learned a tevel gidulav mutorim bedovo shezari kolo. Avol dovo she'ein zari kolo gidulei gidulav asurim. So the Gemara says, that if you, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai, that dovor she'ein zarei kolo, that then the gidulei gidulav amuta, we see by tevel, that the gidulei gidulav are also b'dovor she'ein zarei kolo. So if that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai, so it's bitter, it should be also like tevel is also. So Rabbi Kivege and Gilyan Ashas, Esakashe, Koshali, Obetabel loy shaykh de gedul ob yebotlu to tabel be kol shuva ve kemen dorim de gedul de gedul masuzim de le bitol da ve da ve sheyesh le matirim bo khinam mitabel be tsorekh yem so be kemen yes khamel de kekashe she says he doesn't understand how the gemara is medame trume to tevel. Tevel taket never becomes bottle because it's a dover sheyesh lay matirin. Trum is a dover shein lay matirin. That's the reason by tevel. So what's the kasha by trum? So others want to say, Tveresiyin, so the shalmin edorim, he mentioned a Taisvis in Masechtas Avodah Zarah that Tevel is only considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirim if the Bailam are around and they can be Mafrish Mimokim Achel. If the Bailam are not around, then there's a Tzoras and Tircha to get to the Bailam, then Tevel is not considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirim. But the Shalmin Nedorim says, he brings Aran in Avodah Zarah. It's only considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirim if the Bailam possesses Tevel, other Tevel, so then he can be Mafrish from the other Tevel on this. But if he doesn't possess other Tevel, it's also not called a Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirim. And here it says Stam, it doesn't differentiate such a Tevel. All this is Tevel. That means not Tevel is not always a double sheyesh lematirim. And here it says that Tevel, gidule gidula, or osar, and it would mean afilu the Tevel is not a double sheyesh lematirim. So that's Shan the Gemara's kasha. So let us just say the Ran's girse is hochi garsinam. Hosom the rabu gidulim alikrei. Hoche the rabu gidulim alikrei. He says there that it says that the giduli gidulim are also if it's not rabu gidulim alikrei. So there's no roi. So then if there's no roi, so then the giduli gidulim al also also. Bedavo shein zari kolo. But Rabbi Yane is speaking about a Rabu Gidulov al Gidulim. It means the Gidula Gidulim are more than the Gidulim alone. So Mamela, then there's a Dimbitul. So then the Gidulim are Mabatul the Ika. Let us see the Ran. Gufe Oma Rab Chanine Tirso, Oma Rab Yane, Botzel Shel Trume, Bonant Nan, Gidulei Trume Trume, Alme Gidulim Nimshochim Acharike, Vareihenke Moisa. That's what it says, Vahayich Male. So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about Begidulei Gidulim Kamrin. Yama Rabyanai Botzel Shel Trume Loisha Hoyo Hu Atzmoi, the Botzel was Mamish Trume. Hello Migidulei Botzel Shel Trume. It's a Gidul of a Botzel Shel Trume. Mishimochi Gidulo, Tabi Gidule Gidulim, Shoru, that's with their Mutter, Umalin, and their Mavat. Honami Tanina, Gidule Gidulim Chulin. Kloimed lehave trume miutevel have, but we learned his aistis. So the Mayans is there speaking about the davoshein zarei kala. So the Gemara says, oh, he's speaking about the davosh. They're speaking about the davosh zarei kala, and he's speaking davoshein zarei kala. Tevel gidulin gidulav mutorim bedavosh zarei kala. Kol tevel shukvel amaisa, a tevel that was hukvel amaisa, that was gmar melachik, gainshin is marich bekri, is also lechol mimenu aroi. If it's tevel already, safil achilas aroi is also. Im zoroi, if he was a reyed, gidulov mitzorim lechol mimenu aroi, Those manchle hukvila maisa, the gedulim are not like the ike. The ike is tevel gombo, and so also bachilas aroi. The gedulim are muta bachilas aroi. But that's dafke bedovo shazari kola, avodovo shain zari kola, gedule gedulim asurim. Lechel mehem aroi, afilu koidem oisai merua, afilu there was no gemal maloche by the gedule gedulim. Ne oisai tevosh nismarech kvar hamurebem. Because if it's ein zari kolos, afilun de gedule gedulim, we have a taruves of tevel. So we see that the ike, if it's ein zari kolos, the ike will also afilu gedule gedulo because of the taruves. V'choshkein gidule gidulim shel trume v'dovo shein zari kolo shasurim. Now we have to understand what's the choshkein. The Gemara is asking Akasha if by tevel gidule gidulim are also v'dovo shein zari kolo avada givis by trume. What's avada givis? What is... Why is tevel more chomer than trumeh? Why is trumeh more chomer than tevel? Koshkein trumeh. So the Teferis Siyan wants to say, really it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Pei Vav. Boshitas Rashi in Yevamos is that the reason tevel is also because it's nisarev trumeh boy. That the Isar of Tevel is because there's this Trume that's Ma'urev in the Tvue, and it's not Mufresh. So, that's the Isar of Tevel. The Isar of Tevel is because of the Trume Shema'urevoy. And Trume that wasn't Mufresh is also for Lekahanan. That's Shitas Rashi. So then the Kal V'chaimah goes good. So ma doch tevel, which is also als taruves trume. Von deswegen gidule var also. So trume, avada gewiss the gidule should be also. That's the Kolshken. That's how the Tversin wants to say pshat in the Iran. So kaponim we have here akashe. He says here we have aloch here that by tevel, that ein zari kolo is gedule gedulev is also, and here he says that gedule gedulev is mutter. Hachi garsine, hosam deloi robu gedulem al ikroi, hoche de robu gedulem al ikroi. Kloima, ki omrinen gabi tevo de gedule gedulem asurim mairi, they're speaking about that's loy rabu. So if it's loy rabu, so there's no din bittul. Abul hoche, gabi botzel shel trume, mayri gen shirabu gidule gidulem ala gidulem. So mamela, that's Rabbiana is chiddush, that rabu gidulem ala ikem. That's Mevatel Dika. V'hitsha ha-rash bezal, mi'ikore ki akshule kanino. The beginning, the Gemara asked and Rabbi Yanai, he said, Rabbi Yanai is speaking about gedule gedule. So the Gemara said, oh, gedule gedule, kanine, gedule gedule chulam. Is avle lakshuye adarabe heicheshori da botzel ein zari kolo usnan de bedovo shein zari kolo gidule gidul masurim. Why did the Gemara, he's speaking about a botzel. We're not making Nakimti speaking about a botzel. Abiyani is speaking about a botzel. So we have here a Mishnah that gidule gidulam of zari kolo is muta. We have here by tevel gidule gidulo is also by ein zari kolo. So the Gemara says, Tanine, we know it's Mutter. I mean, you shouldn't have asked it's Mutter. Here we're speaking about Ein Zari Kola, so the Gemara should have asked right away. By Ein Zari Kola, we learn Klo, that by Tevel, Ein Zari Kola, Gedula Gedulov is also. Not the Gemara said Tanine. The bottle Ein Zari Kola, Nam, the Bedobo, Ein Zari Kola, Gedula Gedula Masurim. Betiretz tochi koma, I amret the botzel noket rabiana elav davke. Uledim yem baalme nokte. So it's a bit modern to say botzel lav davke. I mean, a botzel is also a botzel. It can be lav davke, it can be something else also, but a botzel is ich a botzel. So the Tiferesim wants to say he means lav davke a ganze botzel. Maybe it means a ground botzel, which has a din of Ein Zari Kola, as we mentioned from the Chazon Ish. Here's a din of Zari Kola, according to the Chazon Ish. L'dim yibalme nokte, v'chikom amuta bedovo shezari kola. That's how the Gemara understood. The Gemara wanted to understand the halacha. Ein Zari Kola, it's also, that's what it says by table. So Mestom, that what he said, botzel, it doesn't mean a whole botzel, it means a ground botzel. The ground botzel has a din, that's meduchonim, has a din of Zari Kola. So if that's what he's telling us, Tanine. Mishimochi kamele the bedavke nokte. He said, no, he's not telling us bedovish Zari Kola. Lashmine filodovish ain Zari Kola. Porchle. I'm a zoi, the lapkushti. Oh, Yitaka is speaking about bedavke, a botzel shain Zari Kola. Lav kushtu, that then is not true what you're saying. The bedover shein zari kola gidule gidule basurim. Pishon alei, the barobu gidule gidule mala gidulim koma demuta. Hodron aloch anoidor min ayerik. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Koinem yayin sheani toyim hayoi. Eini osa elo ad shetechsha. If a person said he won't drink wine, she'eni toyim ayoyim, so it's only, he's also till tzeisa kechov. Shabazu, what if he said he won't be toyim yayim this whole week? Osa b'chola shabbos, v'shabbos l'sha'ova. So Dvar will learn the first mahalach of the Ran. So he's also, let's say Tuesday, he said, he's asring yain for this Shabbos. So he's also, till after Shabbos. Also, b'chol Shabbos the whole week, v'shabbos l'shova, and the Shabbos of this week, that's a chelik, that's the end of the week. That's a week. A week is you have weekdays and Shabbos. V'shabbos l'shova. Chodesh ze, also b'chol chodesh. V'roish chodesh lahaba. But roish chodesh is, that's from the next month. So memela, so he's not also roish chodesh. Shonazu, if he asked yayin shonazu also b'chol ha-shone, v'roish ha-shone, losid lovoy. The next roish ha-shone is not included in his nether. He said this year, so this year is still the next roish ha-shone. Shavuaze, what if he asked the whole Shemitah, a set of 7 years? Also, b'chol ha-shavuas, he's also the whole Shavua, u'shviyis sha'ovo. And the seventh year goes in, that's in the chalik of Shavuaze. That means that's a Shavua. Shavua is 6 years, and Shemitah, that's a Shavua. Vim omar yoim echot. But what if he said, not hayoim, today, he said one day, Shabbos achas, 1 week, chodesh echod, 1 month, shona achas, 1 year, shavua echod, 1 shavua, 1 7-year period, also miyoim liyoim. So then he's also miyoim liyoim, so let's say by a day, he's also he's also a mess less 24 hours. So if he said this in the, he said this 2 o'clock Wednesday, so it'll be also till 2 o'clock Thursday. By Chodesh Echad, the Meiri brings down 2 days. If he said this like Tes B'Chodesh, it'll be also till Meitzoy Ches B'Chodesh of the next month. Then he declares if it's a Chosar, if you have to wait 30 days, what's the title? Chodesh Echad. Does Chodesh means a Chodesh Molei? Or 1 month, we say it doesn't matter. If it's a chosel, it won't be a chaydish of 30 days. Let us see the Ran. Koinem yayin shani toyim hayoim. Heine osa elo atche techshach. The kim and the oma hayoim. Loi mashma elo atche yigma oisa yoim. Means till the day will end, dahainu ad shetechsha, till it becomes night. Shabbos zu, im nodar be'echod mimei ha-shevua. He made a neder 1 day in the middle of the week, also b'chol yimei ha-shevua, all the weekdays, v'yayim Shabbos atzmai b'chlal isel shel shevua she'ova. And Shabbos is part of the week. The Chi Omri Inchi Shabbazu, when people say this week, that Tayu al Yemei HaChol HaBoim, and the weekdays which are going to come, Baal Yom HaShabbos, that's called the week. Chodesh Zeh, Im Noda Be'echod Mimei HaChodesh, Osa B'chol HaChodesh, Reish Chodesh LaHabo, Shem Reish Chodesh, Sha'achar Yemei HaChodesh, Mechlal HaYisar, Elo lahabo nimne muta. Reish Chodesh is the next month. He said this month. Shone zu osa b'chol ha-shone. Dahainu ad Reish Chodesh Tishrei. Av Reish Chodesh Tishrei losid lovo. Ve'enoi mechla le'isa. Shavua ze. What if he said shavua ze? Shnei shmita zu. Also, the years of the Shemitah is also at sheyishlemu shisha shanim shel Shemitah, also gam kein b'shana hashviyis shedina kilishalova zeo perish mishnasein. That's one pshat. V'acherim pirshu go on under a pshat. Shabbosu also b'chol ha-shabbos. B'Shabbos l'sha'ova, that's what it said. It means as follows. K'goyim sha'oimed b'yayim ha-shabbos. It's Shabbos. V'nodar v'omar Shabbosu, this week. It's Shabbos, he says Shabbosu, this week. U'ketoni d'osa b'chol ha-shabbos habo. So he's also the whole week. So that's starting from Sunday. Till Shabbos, that's the whole week. The Yom Shabbos Zeh Sha'oimet Bo Achsho, and this Shabbos, which is from the previous week, Afal Pi Shehu Mechlal Shvua Sha'ovro, is the chelik of the previous week, V'hayne Diktoni V'hashabbos L'Sha'ova. That's what it says, V'hashabbos L'Sha'ova. So that means, so let us see the Lashon of Mishnah Shabbos, who also b'chol ha-shabbos habo, the whole next week is also, this week. And he's also v'shabbos l'sha'ova, he's also in the Shabbos that he made this neder now. He's also in that. Agavuche, the Rishash says that this pshat is very meduyik in the Loshon HaMishnah. Lomdus is nacha, because Shabbos hu osa b'chol ha-shabbos. According to the first pshat in the Ran, he's standing in the middle of the week. He's not osa the whole week. is also till the end of the week. B'chola Shabbos means, would mean the whole week. That means the Lashon of the Mishnah is Meiridik Meduik according to the second Shabbat. Shabbos zu osa b'chola Shabbos, the whole coming week. And he's also osa v'Shabbos l'shava, or the Shabbos of the previous week. He made the nether that Shabbos. Chaydish there, it's also the same thing. He's standing in Rosh Chaydish, also b'chol ha-chaydish, v'Rosh Chaydish lahabo, kigoyim dekoi b'Rosh Chaydish, he made another Rosh Chaydish, uktoni da'osa b'chol ha-chaydish habo, he's also in the whole Chaydish, ביום ראש חודש עצמי שנודע, is also also. והפכינה בגמרא פשיטה. And on this the Gemara asks פשיטה, which is very good. This is like a good kasha, according to what we'll see in the Gemara, what the פשיטה is according to the Ran. But Al Kaponim, according to this is Rashi's chat, it's a medica kasha pshita. It's bishloime by Shabbos, a song of Sachidish. Bishabbos l'sheoval, that he's also in the Shabbos, even though he asked it a week. This week, and the week starts from Sunday, and this Shabbos from the previous week is also also in Shabbos. So that's a chiddush. But to tell me if he made this nether Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh also is a din of the Chodesh, and he's also Rosh Chodesh also, that's pshita already, that's poshut. Shone zu, kigoin shenodar b'reisha shone, also b'shona habo, so he's also the next year, b'yoyim reisha shone atzmai, Shadina Kilahaba. Here we'll have the same pshita as this. Shavu azeh, also b'chola shavu, ushvis l'shaova, kloima, the koi b'shona ushvis. When he made this koinim, he was in the shnas ha-shmita. Va'omar shavu azeh, and he asked the whole 7 year period. Shavu azeh. Uktoni da'osa kol shnei shmita haboim. He's also in the next 7 years. Ubeshona shvi is atzma shaymit bo. Aval pishen nimnis bechlal shvu isha'ovro. So it's also the same thing. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Also, b'chol ha-shvu'a, u'shvi yishavra. The Lashon is meidik meduyik, according to the second shav. U'lefi hai pirusha nirali. Now, according to this pshat, we are saying in four cases that the day that he made the nether is included in the nether. Now, the first case was the Shabbos Shavuot. Then we had the Shavuot Shavuot, the Shavuot Shavuot, the Shviyot Shavuot. So that's he made it in the previous Shabbos, the previous Shmita, Shviyot Shavuot. And then we had he made it on, and these are Chidushim Nifloim. That also is Nichlal and that's also Nichlal and Deisa. And then we have two more cases. He made an Rosh Chodesh a neder. He made an Rosh Hashanah a neder. And there it also says that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah are a chelik of the Chodesh and the Shana. And Rosh Chodesh must be as Pshite. But there it says the Lashon, v'reish chaydish lahabo. So in all four cases, we're saying that the Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah is included in the Neder, but it's Shini L'Shoines. By Shabbos in Shavuah, it says, V'Shabbos Sha'ovro, V'Shabbos L'Sha'ova, V'Shemitah L'Sha'ova. And here it says, Rosh Chodesh Lahabo, and the Rosh Hashanah Lahabo, and they all mean the same thing, that they're all included in the Neder, and there's a Shini Alosh. According to the first Pshat and Ran, Fakel, the Lashonis HaMeduyik are telling us that the Shabbos at the end of the week belongs to the week, and Rosh Chodesh belongs to the next month. So the Lashonis HaMeduyik, but according to Rashi, all these four Lashonis are saying one statement, that the Shabbos and the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, and the Shemitah are chelik of the Neder. He is Elishava, he is Elahaba, but it's, why was he Mishana the Losh? Olafiyai Perusha Nirali, the Mai Diktoni Gabi Shabbos, Ushviyis Lashova, the Gabi Chodesh Vishona Lahaba, Blektoni Kulu Bilahaba, all of them, they goes along with the Neder. Lashmiinon Dine Dinoider Beemtsas Manim Halolo. Who wants to be Meramez? He says, the Pshat in the Mishnah is speaking about that he made the Neder Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. But he wants to tell us, what if he made the Neder Beemtsas Manim Halolo? The Beemtsas Shabbos, Beemtsas Shviyis, also b'Shabbos u'Shviyis haboy. So he's also b'Shabbos u'Shviyis haboy. So they're talking the way the Ran said. So Shabbos l'Sha'ova. That Shabbos is a chelik and Shviyis l'Sha'ova. Hashem kibinoy de b'Emtsa Chodesh b'Emtsa Shone Shemuta b'Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah haboy. So that means the Shini al-Lashonis are coming to tell us the Ran's Pshat. That's Drush. Al-Kapon, that's with Mishan the Loshna. About the Pashtis Loshna Mishneh is coming to tell us, go, Tubik Chedushim. That the Shabbos that he made the Neder, the Shemiti made the Neder, becomes Nigra to the Neder. Miyu zokteram hai perushales, but it's wrong. That's it. It's not them. Iskal. The kiven the Shabbos zu a shvua zekova. Since he said this week, or this shavua, which is a 7-year period, kom loma yeyosa b'Shabbos u'shavua haboim. He said Shabbos zu, shavua zu. So how do we jump to the next one? This person is standing in the previous week. This is Shabbos of the previous week. And he says this week. So he say means next week. Zu is this week. So how do you, so Shabbos means this week. So the week didn't end yet. It's the middle of Shabbos. So this week, just like he makes it Friday. So this week means Friday Shabbos. And if he says Shabbos, so it means this week, till Shabbos ends. Uchidamrine per kamede Rosh Hashon, damuda ano mechavei roi lishono, afilu loi omad elo bechoftes be'elo, even she gie echad v'tishrei also leishon. So see, it says klah, if a person is mudar anor for a year, and the nether was leishon, was made choftes elu, so it also means the next year, it means the years, till the year, at Shoshan Azu, it means till the year will end. So the year will end, tonight, so that's the end of the year. So Memela, so when I say Shabbazu, Shabuzu, it should be the same thing. The Rishas wants to say a Gishmake Teretz. He wants to say as follows. He says that the Gemara of there speaking about, he wants to ask, he says like this, Be'emerson, what Pshat Rashi? Let's understand Rashi. Shabbazu, so how do you jump to the next week? So because Rashi had a kasha, Rashi said like this, if this person wants to ask the day, wants to, it's Shabbos, he wants to ask today, so he should say, Yom, why say this week? Why speaking about weeks? You're asking a day. So Memele, if you want to ask only today, say, Yom Zeh. If you say Shabbazu, this week, so Al Kochoch, you mean next week. I mean, Yasing weeks. Don't only want to ask if you're standing on Shabbos. And you say Shabbazu, Koinim Yain Shabbazu, it doesn't mean to say you want to ask it today. Only, because you had to ask it today only, so say Koinim Yain Zeh. Why have to talk about weeks? So Al Kochoch, if you mention weeks, so you mean next week. The coming week, that's what you mean, Shabbazu. And since you made the nether today, so this is also a chelik, even though this is a previous week, this is also a chelik. The same thing by Shavua said. That's the svara of Rashi. So the Ranish lo dop Rashi, he says, I'll tell you enough in the Gemara Nitazai. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, if a person said Shonazun, it's Choftes Elul. So also if the what if he means if he say also the same thing, he means only today. He means today. Because that's what the so let him say Yom Zeh. He said Shonazu, so it means next year, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says he said Shonazu is at Shatakhsha. So you see your cheshbon is wrong. Dr. Rishash, he says, no, it couldn't say Yom Zeh. Because what if there'll be Ma'abel? Chaydish Elul. That will be Mi'abel Chaydish Elul. So then he wants Shonazel will be also tomorrow. He doesn't want Yom Zeh. He wants that he should be Mudah this year. And I don't know what this year will be. If this year will be, there'll be 2 days left to the year, there's 1 day left to the year. So I don't say Yom Zeh. But I want to make sure if there'll be Mi'abel, if it'll be a Chaydish. If it'll be a Chaydish Mole, I want to make sure they should be also tomorrow also. So that's why he said such a loshen. So over there you don't have a raya that when he said Shonazu, he meant next year. But over here, if he only meant today, if he only meant the Shemitah, so get klor de burim, why he's talking about a Shavua? I talk about a Shabbos. Is a raya that it means talk in the next week also. Bimoma yoim echad Shabbos achas also miyoim liyoim. Ploima hekev echad one whole hekev. Miyoim echad also meis less or one whole week, one whole month. Zok the Gemara. Kainim yayin shani toyim. Omer abir mir, lichshetechshach, tzorich shayla lochem. That's true. The Mishnah says, it's mutter mishetechshach, but he has to be shayl. That's a merdeke maise. In fact, the Gemara may time it. Omer abir yosef, gzeira hayoim mishum yoimecho. That means, if you're going to say, that mishetechshach is mutter to drink. So one person said, koinem yayin hayoim, so he's talking mutter mishetechshach. Another person will say, koinem yayin yoim echot, in who's a baldigduk. So, no, so if Yenna is, he sees Yenna is the rov, when can I drink wine already? He couldn't wait. Mishetachshach, noch zeiser kachovim, you can drink wine. No, so here the very psak was the pfeffering in the rope, you also, so also be mishetachshach. You won't understand there's a difference between ha-yoim and yoim zeh. He won't have the difference. So that's why, in order to prevent such a kilku, they said, mishetachshach, before you drink, you have to be shoyl. So memele, so there's no kilku. So if a person will want to be medame, Yoim zeh ta hayoim. He also has to be shel. No, if he'll be shel, it's not wonderful. So a male does not kill him. Zoktera. L'shatach shach tzor shaylu l'choch. Afo gav de midine. Ki yoma hayoim muta l'shatach shach. Ki demrine me masnissen. L'hochi midarabonon tzor shaylu. Omar Rabbi Yose. Seira hayoim. Bishum yaymech, nishogis la lisha techshach, b'loi shayle, osi limite nami, b'yaymech et shemut lisha techshach. Leibash maleidu kemidi, bein yaymech od lahayoyim, you won't understand that there's a difference. So memela, therefore they said, you need shayle, misha techshach. Amru loi, so the yeshiva asked him, Ihochi, Ligzer, Biyoim Echod, Mishum Hayoim. So now you're telling me that people don't differentiate, they're not Balidigduk between Yoim Zeh and Hayoim. So if a person says, Yoim Echod and Hayoim. People don't differentiate. So, let's see what happens. A person said Yoim Echod. He said this, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Yoim Echod. 2 o'clock the next day, he drinks wine already. No, a person that said at 10 o'clock in the morning, Hayoim, you'll see, again at 2 o'clock, you'll have to drink already. Along the space, about Kaponim, he can see, this is facts of life. Yen, he knows Yen made in that, Yoim Echod, and in 2 o'clock, you're allowed to drink. Stama mitzvah Yem Kikula. I don't know what along this is. About Kaponim, 2 o'clock, you're allowed to drink. So also drink 2 o'clock. So Memele, well, the din gedav zayin, that if a person said Yoim Echod, he should wait. At Shetekshah. That the person who said Ayyim shouldn't become Niskalkal. So Memele, because the people don't differentiate, so Memele, so Yochi Ligzer B'yayim Echod, it should be Atshe Techshach Mishum Hayyim, because the Hayyim, the person who made another Hayyim, will follow in his footsteps. Amalai hayoim b'yoim echod michlef. B'hayoim b'yoim echod michlef. That means if a person said hayoim, and another one said b'yoim echod, we could be machlef hayoim. Yoim echod b'hayoim loy michlef. Here, so the Meiri says pshat, answers a different pshat. So Meiri says pshat, hayoim a person no means today. He'll understand that 2 o'clock in the afternoon you can't, yoim echod is yoim echod, the day ended already. So yoim echod, people think the day will end by the night. So there you have to make kados. But if a person says hayoim today, and so he understands that 2 o'clock he's not allowed to eat. So koch yoim echod is different, but as a fashteitel. Let us see the Ran. Hayoim b'yoim echod michlef. The shor is like yoma hayoim l'shetechshach b'loy shayla. One day. This is one day. The day's over already. So here the answer is a different spot. So ki omar yoim echot, Omad bi isuroi me'eis leis. The one who said yom echot, so he 24 hours he wasn't drinking wine. Hilkach le michlef le le mishri ki yoma hayom koydim shetechshach. I mean, this a person will understand that kochel there's a difference. If I made another 10 o'clock, he's fasting already he's not drinking wine for 24 hours already. And by me, it's 10 o'clock, now it's 2 o'clock, so zicha understand the difference. That's how the Ram learns pshat. I mean, you see, his kainam was lasted much longer than yours, so we'll understand that you can't compare them. About al-koponim, what do we hear from this? We hear from this that if a person makes another hayoyim, so even though me'iker hadin, the neder ends mishetech shach, but since we shouldn't be machlef yom echad, we have to be shoyl. Uma shenogu achshav betaynis yochid, lehava elo mitzafra va'ad pagye. Now, a taynis yochid is from the morning to night, v'lohochi l'shetech shach shayilei b'loy shayil. Legazrini mishum yoim echot. Fretos taran amirde kekashe. Areli betaynes hayoim. So mistame, whatever it is, al-koponim, it's mutter at night, you don't have to be shoyo. So what is the difference, between koinem yayin hayoim? And areli, when a person is makabala taynes for the next day, so there, the tainus starts from the morning till the night. And after the night, he's allowed to eat. And koinem yayin hayoyim, he has to first be shoyl on the nether, because people don't differentiate between hayoyim and yoymech. Hainu mishu, shadovo yadua, shadinei shal tainus kachu. This is a din tainis. Tainis is from morning to night. Ve'ein isuroi kishar nedorim, shekvar kovuloi chachomim zman. That means people know the chachomim gave a zman when a person says, areini betainis. So he does areini b'taimis yom rishon. So he doesn't the hemshech azman of a taimis. Chazal said what a taimis is. This is not a man-made zman. This is he's only mekabel taimis in zmane taimis of what Chazal said. If a person is saying koinim yayim hayoyim or koinim yayim yoyim echot, so the zman of the nether is man-made. He's making it. So, and if he doesn't understand the difference between hayoyim and yoyim echot, so lemele, there'll be kalkulam. But tainus is the zman of the tainus is this man of the tainus is Chazal said when the tainus is. So Memela, I won't compare koinam yayin yoymecho to the tainus, because this man of the tainus Chazal made. Shadovo yodua shadinei shal tainus kachu bein isurei kishar nedorim. This is not a man-made man. Shekvar kovu leichachomim zman, the chazal wakavei the zman. Hilkach. Afilu shori. Afilu. You will be matter. Lichshetach shach li osilach lufei binoida yoimecho. Shedinei tainis udnedorim chalukim heim vloi osila chalufei zenirali. So that's Taran's Tiktoire. This is two different sugim. This is nidrei tainis. This is nedorim. People won't be machlut. וראיסי לרשב"א ז"ל כאן, מה שלנירה לעיניי. I saw the Rashba also asked the Kasha, and he says a Teretz, but I don't agree with him. Shuhu zal kosav da haynu taime da gazrinin bahayoyim. Why are we machlif yoyim echot in hayoyim, and we're not koizah reise by taime? So he says, bishum shemitzis oise hayoyim hutaloy metchilosoy. He says there's a similarity between Hayoim and Yoim Echot. That means, in both cases, in the middle of the day, he said, Koinem Yayim Hayoim. Koinem Yayim Yoim Echot. He said this in the middle of the day. So both of them are similar, that you're starting the Neder in the middle of the day. Koinem Yoim Echot. The Hayoim and Yom Echad are the same. Bekim and the Damiya La'adodi, so since they're similar, Osi Lachlufe. Avotain is the mitzah mitchilas Hayoim. Atain is also mitchilas Hayoim. Loidomi li Yom Echad. So that's not similar to Yom Echad. The Meimaroma, Lohochi Sherine Nochel Shetechshach Lafishen Esarti mitchilas Hayoim. This a person can understand already. So Shtikalam the by a tainus. He started fasting from the morning. By the night the tainus ends. Hashem came over here, Yaymechod, he said in the middle of the day, Yaymechod. So I'll understand. Well, I'm starting in the middle of the day, so they'll understand it doesn't end right away. But if Hayyim also ends, he also started in the middle of the day and it ends at night, then we'll be machlo. אבל גיימחד שלך ליישום את חילוסי אינה בדין שאימות אלה שתכשך. והי פירוש של איסגי לי, says, I wish to disagree with this פשט. תבואי מהיועים שיצריכו לשתכשך שיילו, that's the din, מי לא יסכינן דקוי בשעס הנדר קודם שאול לעמוד השחר, the neder of a yom isn't speaking about such a case also, that he said hayom from the beginning of the day, שנסם התחילוסי כתיינס יוחד, so ממילא, so if you say, you cannot learn out from tiness, because tainus is started from the beginning of the day, so you can have an adam that also started from the beginning of the day. I mean, l'chayr, I don't understand too well the Ran's kasha, but l'chayr, the Rashba means to say like this, but an adam can start in the middle of the day also. That means if you would only have, if Nedorim and Tainus would only start in the, of Nidrei Hayoim and Nidrei Tainus would all only start in the beginning of the day. I mean, the answer is well, if you start at the beginning of the day, so by night it's time to end the Neder and the Tainus. Yoim Echad is, one day is, so there, if you start in the middle of the day, so he won't be medame. So the Rani Sakasha, so why is he medame to Hayyim that started at the beginning of the day? But Hayyim could also start in the middle of the day. I mean, by tainus, he never saw such a tainus that started in the middle and ended Mishetechshach. By Koinam, Reuven said Hayoim beTzafra, but Shimon said Hayoim by Chatzos, and he also ended Mishetersha. So from Shimon, I see that you can make a neder and even though you didn't start the beginning of the day, and Lemaise Mishetersha can end. The Ransom says, why do you need Shail in such a case? So that could be already, the Ransom says, why do you need Shail in such a case? It could be like Plug. I mean, since Hayoim is sometimes deceiving and sometimes not deceiving, they said you always need Shail. But Tainus is never deceiving. So that's why the Ran doesn't like the Rajbis Pshat. Alabadi Kadamora. My time and Nami. So what did he say? So he says that these manim of Tainus are mugbal ayidei Chazal. So Memele, so therefore it doesn't have any shaykhis to the Lashon of Nidor. This is a different thing. My time and Nami am a kabul olav lisanis yoim echod b'shabbos. Ein mechayven oisi shisanach of dalet choice. Ayim echod is chav dalet. The vaday le tainis yom chachom in this kabin. Tainis is not a man-made zman. The zmani tainis was nimsel chachomim. And in Mikoyim Shalmud and Shachar at Shetechsha. So Afilu you'll say, Yoim Echad, Arein is going to be fast, Yoim Echad, it doesn't mean 24 hours. So you see, Klor, it's a different Agdor. Tainus is Zmanim, which were Nimsa Lechazal, and the Memel is not totally with our Mishnah, which is speaking about Zmanim of Nedorim, which the person is creating his own zman. Omar Ravine, Omar Li Mereimer, Hochi Omar Oruch. The Mereimer told Ravine, your father said, Mishmeid Rav Yosef, Keman Ozlo Shmeited Rav Yirmiya Barabe, Kerab Nosen. The sign of Rav Nosen, Oimer, Kolonoide, Kilobon, Abome, Not the whole thing isn't als gzeire. The sphere along Lashriach Kula Hailach Lufi. The person, he won't know the difference between Yoim Echod and Hayoim. Lashriach Kula Hailach Lufi, the Mishim Gzeire, Bukhud Nachmebe, Umiyu, the Kivan the Chinoda Lav Shapirovat. Since the Etzem Neder, since the etzim neder is lav shapiro, kid Rabnosen. The Rabnosen says this whole neder that you make, this whole koinem is kilo bona bona, va makaima kilo hikterola. Nehei, the eloi havi shaykh le migza klau loy mach marina le rasluchi shayla. If there wouldn't be any gzeira, we wouldn't say you need shayla. Yochi bekul on the dorim nami ki motes menai neim ahochi miu. Kol heiche de shaykh le migza klau. Since the shaykh epis agzeire, we can chep it with this noida. Machmarina olay bekansin olay. That means we want to show him you did an avle, so even though me iker adin, you're permitted to eat, you're not allowed to eat. Until you'll find the chochem and bishayil, you're not allowed to eat. Hilkach, im hoyo neder mitzvah. So if it was a neder mitzvah, kipoin lumoy ulumik, so memele, so the Ran says, so it comes out that Mereima said over that the whole reason of the shaila is, the whole reason of the shaila is because he did an avla also. So therefore we don't want him to become, that the nether should be mutter without having, with, without having to go to a chochem to be shoyl. So he says, so that also comes out, so this was only by a person who did an avla by making that some neder. Im ho yo neder mitzvah, ki goin lumoy do lekaye mitzvah, ein tzor shayle, so then he didn't do an avla, minayim shen noidrum lekaye mes ha-mitzvahs, ishbati vakayemo, I mean, there is such an inyan to be noidah. So, Mamil, then you won't need Shiloh. I saw one of the Mephoshim say, so the way the Gemara feels is now, so Lachere could be as for Emphat Aran's Kashe by Tainis. He had a problem by Tainis. Why don't you need Shiloh? Tainis is Mustama, it's a mitzvah, it's a Nidre mitzvah, he's fasting with Tshuva for. I mean, he's fasting for a purpose, Mustama, not some emele, so the way that the Gemara feels is now, that the whole thing is because he did an avla. By times he didn't do an avla. Now, what connection is there, noida leboine boma? Perashti beperik abon edorim besiyate dishmai. Samar di kelosh. Till now we heard the Ram saying what he said further, right, lakamon b'siyata d'shmai. That means if we'll get there, b'siyata d'shmai, I'll write it. But this, he wrote it already. So pshat is that the Ram felt the pshat he said over there was not from his koiches, no, it was written b'siyata, that how he understood this maima, this was beyond Zamerdika Chayvis Alvovis. The Chayvis Alvovis says a person should always be mispalo, that he should be able to go hecher than his koiches. So he's taking Chayvis Alvovis. And the Rabbi Yisrael will help him. The Rabbi Yisrael will give him more koiches than he possesses, Take. So it seems that's what the Ran is saying. This pshat, to understand the dimion of Anoideki Labona Boma Pirashtiv, Bisiyata Dishmaya. It wasn't with my koiches I was able to be Mechavan this. It was Bisiyata Dishmaya. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Shabbazu, Osa Bechola Shabbaz Kulo. Shabbaz is Osa Bechola Shabbaz Kulo, and Shabbaz Lishaova. Pshite. The Gemara made time. Yoimi de Shabbat koma kamash melo. Shabbazu also bechol haShabbos, vaShabbos l'shaova. Pshita. Like the Gemara, the Shabbos dinay k'shalova. According to the first pshat in the Ran, that's telling us he asked this week. It's Tuesday. Yas is this week, so Shabbos is the end of the week. Ma de teime yoimi de Shabbat koma. Mishum de kivin shimei achol kori yoimi Shabbos. Nema shalehem levadom niskavu. Loi leser alatzma yayin b'Shabbos. That means if he meant the week, it's amistavata b'karosol haShabbos oinik. So Memel, the Zichah and Inyan of Bosa V'yayin in Shabbos. So I would say that he said this week means the weekdays, but not Shabbos included. L'lesar alatzma yayin b'Shabbos. Kamash Mullah, no, he meant the whole week. That's one Gersi. B'Easter Garsi. Ma de teime yoime de mikami Shabbat koma. I would think he means the days before Shabbos. That means the weekdays. Tamash malon, vaino hach. So either it's yoime de mikami de Shabbat or yoime de Shabbat koma. Vaino hach. Miyuach nuscha leka lefushe leperisheni sheperash mishneseinu poimid b'yoyme Shabbos haskino. So let's learn according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, the Cheshbon is like this. Shabbos is also b'chol Shabbos kula pshita. Ma de taime v'Shabbos. So the Chiddush is in Shabbos l'shova. Ma de taime yoyme de Shabbat koma. He only means the next week, but he does not mean the previous Shabbos. It's Kamash Malon that he means the previous Shabbos also. Oh, that's what Rashi says. Yom de Shabbat koma yomim de Shavua v'loy de Shabbos atzmai. Not the Shabbos. So now. So that's good according to the first gil. So Yom de Shabbat means the next week and not the previous Shabbos. But for Geiris, Yom de Mikami Shabbat koma, that doesn't make sense. The whole Chiddush is that not this Shabbos, not Yom de Kami de Shabbat. The Ram brings down two Gilsois. So the second Gilsa only has a Pshat according to the Ram's Pshat in the Mishnah. But according to Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah, Yom Mikami de Shabbat doesn't make sense. That's what the Ram says. Mi'achnus chalak lafrushi klal l'perishen shpirash mishnaseinu boim b'dviyem Shabbos haskine. So the Gemara writes, Chodesh Osar b'chol ha-chodesh v'roish chodesh lahabo. Pshite. So now let's learn the Ram's Pshat. So we're speaking about, he's in the middle of the chodesh, and he said chodesh zeh. So he's also the whole month. Reish chodesh lahabo. And reish chodesh is the next month. So the Issa is not nimshet to reish chodesh. So the Gemara ki itzrech l'chodesh chosa. Mao de taima reish chodesh l'sha'ova rave v'litzer. This is the Ram's Girsa. Kamash malon kori inshi reish yarche. Let us see the Ki itzterech b'chodesh chosar. Now, the Rishash Tain is the pshat that the Ram says, Chodesh Chosar is Shrek Lech Shver. But let us say, Ki itzter b'chodesh chosar. Sha'chodesh shebo achar chodesh on idrei habi chosar. The next month is chosar. V'im kain. So my nach gemein with the next chodesh is, he asked this chodesh. Chodesh, v'im kain, chodesh on adabai, avalei molei. So this chodesh is molei. If that chodesh is chosar, this chodesh is molei. Ba'oisin b'chodesh chosar shebo, shnei yomim reish chodesh. V'yayim rishin havo l'malois chodesh sho'ova. The Rishash Tain is, why do you have to speak azoi? That means, say, speaking about this chodesh is molei. Why do you say, because the next chodesh is chosar? So he says, so the Ram says, yeah, because the next chodesh is chosar, this chodesh is molei. So the Ram says, there has to be, he brings up the Gemara, the four chodeshim have to be moleim, he gave eight chodeshim chaserim. Means such a Gemara. So he says, you have two chodeshim chaserim, one after the other. So by saying that the next chodesh is chosar does not necessarily mean that this chodesh is molei. The Ikkis want to say this chodesh is molei. So say that. That's the Rishash's kashif. Ma de taime. Now we have a merdeke chedushim over here. Ma de taime reish chodesh l'sha'ova. Shereyem rishen shal reish chodesh. Now he said, Chodesh, he said, Chodesh Zeh, there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. This will be Tuesday and Wednesday will be Rosh Chodesh. שסרניסת חיידש זה שהיום ראשון של ראש חיידש למעלה יש חיידש שעובר ראש הנאיסה. So it's really, it's not, really, Tuesday is not Adar Sheini, Tuesday is Adar Rishon. Shem Lamed Shel Adar Rishon. V'sal kedaitach amina litzabeh. So I would think, he said, Chodesh says, so he should be also Tuesday. Kamash melo, okorilei inshi reish yalche. But people called reish Chodesh. אם שמוכי אף על פי שהוא מכלל חודש ראשון, כיוון דרש ירחי קורי לי מוטבוי, זה בנדור הלוך החלוש עם בני אודם. So if I said חודש זה, I did not mean ראש חודש. Even though halachically this day is really, it's still in this חודש, But we, by Nidorim, we go, Acha, Loshim B'nai Odom, Loshim B'nai Odom, the Chodesh does, is not Nimshach in Teroish Chodesh, Reish Chodesh is the next month. Zuktera, Umaho Shamina, the Bishtor is Nami, when a person makes a Shtar, Shukaisev, B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishayim, And he writes, Yom HaChodesh means Rosh Chodesh HaRishon, the first day Rosh Chodesh. Kosev B'Yom HaChodesh Pleini. Rosh Chodesh Pleini. You write Rosh Chodesh of the new month. Ve'in Kosevoi Al Shem Chodesh Sha'ova, he does not write it last month. Vimosa came, and if he wrote it on the previous month, Hashtar Mugdam Apostle. Shashtar Nase Bechodesh Hasheini. Vyaymru Shekhoidem. People will say it was before. Frekta Rishash, he doesn't understand the Ram. He says, what is the Ram saying over here? He writes, let's say he'll write Yom Lamed L'Chodesh Adar Rishon. The answer is he should write Reish Chodesh Adar Sheini. That's what he should write, because Reish Chodesh. So instead of writing Reish Chodesh Adar Sheini, he's going to write Yom Lamed L'Chodesh Adar Rishon. So why is it a Mugdam? Why does it become a Mugdam? As if it's a Rishash. And for the Rishash, that we're afraid he'll write Shili Adar Rishon. He won't write the Yom. The end of Adar Rishon he's going to write. So if you write the end, of Adar Rishon, so then it does not mean Lamed. It means Choftes. So that, because Lamed is Rish Chodesh. Belishna Meyodam Lamed is Rish Chodesh. So they'll assume Shilei Adar Rishon means Chavtes. So Memele, you're making a Mugdam, so it's Apostle Ishtar. That's how the Rishash is Pshat in the Ram. Shashtar Nasa B'chodesh Hashem, V'yayim Rishon Kodem L'chei Nasa. She'en Yom Rishon Shal Chodesh Sheini Nikra Hashem HaChodesh Ova B'loshim B'nei Yodem. Get Loshim Leyodim, it's called the next month. Ubayoyim HaChodesh HaSheini. Now, Tosh Tetoch, Muyim Dike Chedushim. Ubayoyim HaChodesh HaSheini. The second day, Rosh Chodesh, Kosev B'yoyim Sheini L'Chodesh Pleini. Right, Yoyim Sheini. This is the second day of the Minyan. Umachosoi, and the next day, you write Yom Shlishi. Ve'im yichtoi Yom Sheini, yivso, v'shem mugdav. Now, the Ran is saying about the Kechidish. Now, we're not going to eat, we're going to have problems with Pesach and everything. The Ran means to say as follows. When you want to know when Pesach is, when your Dalad Nissen is, you look in a calendar. Kanda says the Yimei Achidish. Maybe for all practical purposes in the calendar, it says Lamed Adarishin also. It's in the calendar. It's the first day Rosh Chodesh is in the previous month. That's the calendar. But in Lishne B'nei Adam, people talk. This day is Rosh Chodesh. So this is Rosh Chodesh. This is the second and the third. So shtoris have a different language. The lishne the shtoris in the halachic yomim are two different things. I think the Miri Yisraeli kind of, by the second day the shchedish he holds like that, but weiter b'yem achedish sheni kaisa b'yem sheni lachedish pleini. The next day, Yem Shlishi. Imichtav Yem Shein, Yipsot, Mishamugdav. The Kiman, the Linyan, the Dorim. Amrin, and the Yem Rishin, the Chodesh, Chosa, Reishach, Korilei. Achinami, Danin, and Bishtoret. So, whatever is Korilei, Lishne B'nai Odom, that's how Shtoret's are written. And that is the lotion that is written in the Ksubis. He was only machme by Gittin. Dachsame we machme by all stories. We machme to have such a nusach to say that it's the shloishim lachaydish tishu shereish chaydish macheshv.